Welcome to the Please Go Away channel. The Please Go Away channel is hosted by the professionals and personalities of Largay Travel and features interesting, informative, and fun podcasts from folks who are passionate about travel for people interested in exploring and experiencing the world.
Hi, this is Paul Largay from Largay Travel, and joining me today is Steve Lastmans from the Villas of Distinctions. Welcome, Steve.
Hey, Paul. Good afternoon. Happy New Year.
Same to you, Steve. Steve, you know, we always talk about trends and evolving interests in the travel business, and I've been in the business for about 30 years now, and one of the, and I don't want to say recent, but more prominent developments over the last couple of years has been a growing interest in villa vacations. And I figured, Steve, if you and I chatted about this, we might give some people some insights that maybe have taken them or maybe are considering villa vacations. And talk to me a little bit about, Steve, if someone is entertaining a thought about going to a destination, why a villa, say, over and above a hotel room?
Well, Paul, that's, you know, for me, very easy. I mean, a villa vacation is a more independent style of vacation for people. The bottom line is it is a great value. If you look at a villa, it's often less expensive than multiple hotel rooms. So if you have couples traveling together, families traveling, large families, incentive groups, clients just, you know, seeking extra privacy, there's a far better way to spend a vacation than in a resort. You have more space, you have more privacy, and it's much quieter than a hotel. In a hotel, you just have your room and a bathroom. And then all your private areas are basically very public. In a villa, you pay for your bedroom just like you would a resort, but you get a living room, a dining room, a kitchen, a den, your own private swimming pool. There's no strangers in the room next door to you. As a matter of fact, there's no strangers at the pool or at the beach. You're pretty much, you know, it's very private, and it just gives you a lot of personalized service that's going to suit their needs and their schedule. You know, things like when large groups go away, you know, if they want to have, let's say, 10, 12 people want to go out to eat, it's very hard sometimes to find a place that can accommodate 10 to 12 people. In every
right.
villa that you go to, the food and beverage accommodations accommodate the number of guests that can stay at a villa. And we offer villas from one bedroom all the way up to 42-bedroom estates. So there's a size and a place for everybody, and there's also, you know, a value for everybody and a price taste for everybody. So it's a great alternative to a resort. And again, as I said, it's great for couples who want to get together, great for, you know, just a small couple who wants to just go away by themselves.
And Steve, I think maybe one of the misconceptions that people have is, you know, people that have not perhaps taken a villa vacation, they hear the term villa, and automatically they think they have to be royalty or Aristotle or Knossos to afford one of these things. That's really a misconception, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Let me give you a couple of examples. I'll start on the, and I don't want to say lower end, but, you know, more price-sensitive end. You know, two villas that come to mind for me. One is in Jamaica. It's called Serenity on the Beach. It's located about 20 minutes outside of Montego Bay as you head up to Negril. This is a four-bedroom villa that sits right on the beach. You have four separate bedrooms, and you have a full staff, Paul. You have a chef, a butler, a maid, a laundress. Matter of fact, in today's day, staying at this villa, you could pack just enough clothes for carry-on because they're going to do your laundry every day. The chef is going to prepare meals for your taste, not prepare meals for the taste of the restaurant.
You can let them know in advance the types of things that you like to eat and the things that you don't
want
to eat.
Absolutely. You can do one of two things. You can do your entire menu before you get there. What some people like to do, because, again, a villa is part of the experience. It gives people an opportunity to indulge in the culture and the community. And a lot of our destinations, the people actually like to go shopping with the chef. I'm not saying you have to, but some do. And you could sit down and draw up your menus that way. A lot of times people just go away and tell the chef, make whatever you want. At this particular villa, the chef will go down to the water every morning because your villa is right on the water, and the fishermen
right.
come right up to the pier with fresh seafood, and you could see her literally taking her name is Maud, literally taking your fish all the way up to the restaurant that's sitting on your plate that night for dinner. Can't get any fresher for that. But to just give you an idea, because you asked me about cost, something like that for a per bedroom per night is $369 in high season.
Right.
Very, very comparable to a luxury resort. but with all the privacy and amenities of having your own private villa. Another great example, Paul, moving in throughout the Caribbean, because right now, obviously in most of the United States, we're experiencing cold weather. So people want to get away, and what's hot is obviously the Caribbean. So besides
right.
Serenity on the Beach, which is in Jamaica, another great one is Blue Serenity, which is in St. Thomas. This is a villa that sits up above the water. It's not on the beach, but there's a back step from the swimming pool. You go down maybe 75 steps, and you're right there at Secret Harbor Beach, a beautiful beach. Something like that, just to give you an idea, five bedrooms is $385 per bedroom per night. So, I mean, you know, you're looking at some great product that comes with great services, privacy, location, and gives you an opportunity to feel part of the community for really, I mean, I know you know pricing in the resort world. These
right.
are probably less than a luxury resort in the same destination.
Well, Steve, for somebody who has not done a villa before, you know, there are star ratings for different hotels, 3, 4, and 5 stars. Is there a similar or a comparable rating for these different villas? Because, you know, you don't have TripAdvisor or something like telling you about a particular villa. How do they discern a 4 or 5 star property from a 3 star?
No, you're absolutely correct. There really is no rating system in villas, and that's really where the X factor comes in.
Right.
When I talk about the X factor happens in two ways. One, the X factor is using a travel agent such as yourself, and then using a company like ours, Villa is a Distinction. We vet every villa that we go to. So what happens is, once we vet them and we have certain priorities and a requirement list that each villa must have for us to take it in our product line, because we do guarantee that every person that goes is going to have a remarkable experience. But what we want to do is we really want to sit with you and we want to interview the client to understand what they want and what's the best for what their experience they're looking for. So when you're talking about, you know, a rating system, you know, villas, you know, someone would say, well, it's based on the price. The higher the price, the better
right.
the,
not necessarily.
The more value. It's
no.
not necessarily true, because you could have, you know, a absolutely beautiful villa that sits up on a hill and has these grand views that could be
no
a
beach.
much more opulent villa than one
right.
sitting on the beach. But the
right.
one sitting on the beach, from a price perspective, is going to be more expensive because people want
sure.
to, you know, be right on the water. So, you know, it's location and amenities that are very important. So amenities,
and it's those
like a
incremental insights that you and we can provide to sort of customize the recommendation. And tell me, I know, Steve, you mentioned the Caribbean, but your villas are not limited geographically just the Caribbean. I mean, how broad
absolutely
a spectrum do you offer? I mean, can you do this in Europe?
Yes, Paul. We have, just to give you the rundown, we have villas throughout the entire Caribbean, throughout all of Mexico, throughout Hawaii. We have a small number of villas in the domestic United States. We're all throughout France. We're all throughout Italy. We have villas in the Greek islands. We have villas in Costa Rica. We have villas in Thailand. We have villas in Tahiti. We have private islands where your client could actually rent the entire island and have a private island experience, not only a private villa, but a private island.
Right.
In Italy, for instance, as you had mentioned, we have many villas in all different areas of the country, from, you know, the Amalfi Coast to the Lakes District to, you know, Tuscany and the Tuscan Triangle. And to give you an idea, because, again, I know we want to talk about giving people an idea of pricing, to give you an idea of something, for instance, one of my favorite areas is a villa called the Villa Catroni. Now, the Villa Catroni is a 200-year-old estate that is located right outside the town of Lucca. And I'm sure you know Lucca is a beautiful,
oh, Tuscany, absolutely,
city.
One of the most wonderful walled cities.
Correct. And
yeah.
there's a little, about maybe 30 minutes outside of Lucca, there's a little town called Vorno. And in Vorno, there's this Villa Catroni. But the Villa Catroni is an estate which has from 4-bedroom up to 11-bedroom villas on this massive estate. Your client could rent the entire estate, or they can rent just one or two particular villas on the property. And one of the ones I love is the Il Frantoio. The Il Frantoio is the smallest villa on this property. It's a 4-bedroom villa. But what I love about it, again, is the location, Vorno.
Right.
Okay, so you're less than 30 minutes into Lucca. You're less
yeah.
than 30 minutes from the coast, so you can go to Forte de Marmo or Via Reggio. You can go to Florence. Florence is a little over an hour from Vorno. So you really have a lot of different areas of Italy that you could explore. You could also, it's about a 45-minute drive down to San Gimignano, and the roads are excellent. And I will tell you, I've driven it with my little TomTom GPS, and you can get around and not get lost. It's really excellent, and it's just a great location. You also have Pisa, if you want to get that picture of you, you know, you standing next to the Leaning Tower of Pisa holding it up like every tourist does. But still, let me, getting back to Il Frantoia, this is a four-bedroom villa that you can have chef service if you want. You can have chef service the entire time you're there, or you can pick days. And that's one of the beauties of going to Italy. You know, I'd like to have a chef a couple of days, but you want to explore a couple of other days. And the other thing that we do is, you know, we don't just rent the villas, Paul. What we really want to do is make sure we enhance the experience for people no matter where they're going in the destinations. So we have a full-service concierge. So if people wanted to do wine tasting or they wanted to take chef classes, which is the number one request when people go to Italy, we can set that up for them so they can experience, you know, learning how to cook the Italian way. And not only that, if they have their kids, which makes it a great family, they also have kids cooking classes so the kids can cook, learn to cook, you know, they cook pizzas and things like that, and while the parents are learning to cook a little bit more sophisticated meals. So it's fun for the whole family. And something like that, the Il Frantoio, per bedroom is $386 U.S. per night.
I mean, boy, you can't beat that with a stick. Right.
Yeah.
And,
I mean,
and you know, Steve, I know for the sake of time, we could go on and on and on about all the details of these incredible spectrum of different villas, but it's fair to say that geographically they're very diverse, and they, you know, not one size fits all. You've got a spectrum of price ranges. You've got a spectrum of offerings from one, as you said, was it 44 bedrooms or something?
Well, 42 bedrooms. And as I said to you, you're right, Paul, the X factor in all of this is your travel agents and us. There is no brand equity in the villa world. So, you know, in the resort world, if you go to a Ritz-Carlton, you know what you're going to get. It'll be the same look, same feel, no matter where you go. Here, you get the personality of each region, which is what I love about the villa world. And that's why we can tailor make any experience to any one of your clients, because no two villas are alike, just like no two clients are alike. So working together, obviously, we can create a remarkable experience for the customer.
Well, and that's what it's all about, is options, choice, and personalization. Is it's not for everybody, but for someone, whether they're a couple, whether it's an extended family, whether it's a reunion, there is a possible solution to their needs. And I think that you've given us some good insights into the fact that you don't have to have lifestyles of the rich and famous to be able to consider one of these villa options, and you don't have to simply think that, oh, outside of the Caribbean, this isn't going to be available. But I think that the most important point you've made is that you don't take blind chances. You take informed recommendations, and collaborating with you and your people, I know, having worked with them, a lot of them have personally inspected a lot of these different properties and venues, and it really ultimately benefits the end user, being the client. So Steve, I know we could probably go on all day talking about the wonderful, diverse portfolio of properties you have, but if anybody's interested in learning more about this or would like to speak with Steve personally or myself, by all means, they can get a hold of us at Largate Travel. And Steve, I just want to personally thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule just to give us like the Whitman sampler of what's available in the Villas of Distinction collection.
Paul, it's my pleasure. Absolutely. Anytime.
All right. Well, thanks again, Steve, and I look forward to recommending your villas and making sure that everybody's travel dreams become a reality.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you for taking the time to share in the many wonders of the world, brought to you by Largate Travel. For more information, you can visit us online at www.largatetravel.com or call one of our destination specialists at 1-800-322-9481.